Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. We talked a lot about the Lions and their opponents this Saturday, the Commanders. And basically, look, I think the Lions are going to win, but there is a possible way that this game may not go the way that people think it's going to go. Mike, real quick before we move on.
What?
A little bit of, actually two bits of news. One, from Penn State, we just finished talking about the
name. James Franklin's fired.
No.
Damn it.
But both running backs are coming back for another season.
Great. Super. So maybe they'll complete a pass to a wide receiver next season. And what else?
And the Japanese pitcher.
Sasaki.
He has crossed the Yankees off the list.
Doesn't surprise me. So. I've crossed the Yankees off the list. Okay. All right. So, by the way, Rams have no shot to win tonight now. Did you just see Stafford?
No.
He looks 1,000. That beard is terrible. Can't win that way.
Because he's got to, you know, he had to travel. He's worried about everything going on.
Awful lot of things coming down to hairstyle here. We got gingers. We got people with bad beards.
You know, you're noticing that, right?
It's a trend. It's a trend.
It's all about the hairstyle with Mike.
No, listen, I'm just telling you, you can't win with a ginger. So look.
He'll diet before the game.
Let's discuss this because I'm not going to sit here and do 4 hours of Lions today when they don't play for 5 days and they didn't play this past weekend. We just gave you an hour. You wanted Odyssey.com Rewind. I want to talk about the Red Wings. And at what point, Kenny, once again, with the suggestive hand motions, please. At what point does a new coach bump become a new coach eruption? 7 in a row, they blast the Kraken. Now, here's your problem. They're still not in the playoffs. They still have a long road to go. They are still a long shot to do it. But 7 in a row, and you go, okay, wait a minute. Who do I get to blame here? And you go, whoa, wait a minute, funny man. What do you mean? Who are you blaming for a 7-game win streak? No.
You should be happy.
I want to know who I get to blame for why it's happening, meaning... Why did Yzerman wait this long to pull the ripcord on Lalonde? But then there's the other question. Am I supposed to believe Lalonde is that bad of a coach and the players get off scot-free? Or do I get to blame the players a little bit? Think about this. How could you be that bad? And now all of a sudden you're like you ate the magic mushroom in Super Mario Brothers or the star. The Red Wings have been playing like they got the magic star. So you start to go, well, wait a minute. Did they just kind of like quiet quit on Lalonde? So yes. I wanted to bring in our Perry Mason and have him weigh in.
You know what, Kenny, before, if I may, I'm just taking classes to be in the hockey elite. So first year. So Kenny's my professor. Be curious. but I see it as... especially in the NHL, that they hold on to coaches for so long that it is a quiet quit. Your message is no longer in the locker room. And by the time they leave, you're so happy this guy is gone that the next guy walks in there and he's not your old coach. So you're excited to come to work. You're excited to go out on the ice and you win. And I think that for the players, yeah, a lot of players. That's why you see the new coach bump all the time because I think they hold on to coaches way too long.
And so then I get to blame Yzerman.
And that's where I think the blame goes.
Kenny's nodding his head. Okay, hold on. Now we're getting somewhere. Kenneth.
No, I think it was I think it can be a little bit of column A, column B. But when I look at it, I'm like, all right, Steve Yzerman could have fired him in the offseason. We could have started fresh with a McClellan or anybody else that you wanted to hire. And I think... what happens in the NHL specifically is GMs become very bullish on their guy. I picked this guy, and if I fire this guy, that means I was wrong. And a lot of GMs are very hesitant to do something like that because it's an admission of guilt. And I think that may have been a part of it. I also think that the players deserve a lot of this blame because, holy Christmas. Have you seen the difference between what they were and what they are now?
That's why I said what I said. Why are the players getting off scot-free?
Up until the Kraken game, they have outshot everybody since McClellan came into power. Meaning, for six straight games, they were not outshot by anybody.
So how much of it is systemic?
I think a lot of it comes back to the head coach, though. I think a lot of it does. Because with Lalonde, the effort wasn't there. The offensive, the get to the front of the net wasn't there. It simply was not.
But that's where I blame the players. You are paid to play a children's game.
Right, and that's why I say column A, column B. Because A, column A, Steve, buddy. Do this during the offseason, we would be in a playoff spot right now had they done half of what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Which is not what I said.
So here's my question. What is the live update on FanDuel, odds-wise, Wings to make the playoffs? Now, last week, this was like plus 600.
Right now, it is plus 520.
So all of the winning.
Yep.
Look where they still got you. And again, that's based on the Eastern Conference being very deep, very difficult, and unlike the NBA, which is a complete joke of a league, players actually try generally.
And they're only 2 points out of the last wild card spot, which tells you exactly what Vegas thinks of the Red Wings.
And the problem is, a team like the Rangers that's 1 point behind you, the thought process is they're too talented to end up like this. I don't know, man, but I wondered if the hockey elite wanted to participate. It's simple to me. 7-game win streak. I mean, they got a long road to go, but it leaves you the question of, why did Yzerman wait so long, and how much blame does he incur? And honestly, is it okay to be upset at the players? I mean, give me a break, Rico. Like, openly saying, not you, I'm saying, oh, we don't love our coach, so wah. And it's like now they're killing people.
Like, look at Patrick Kane, for example. This is a guy, a veteran presence in the locker room, a guy who's won everything there is to win in the NHL, right? This is a guy who you would think maybe the effort would be there for a guy like this. And then you look at a guy like Dylan Larkin, who's supposed to be your
captain,
your emotional leader, you know? And that just hasn't been around. And you change the head coach, you change the message, you change the voice. That's fine. I just don't see why it's so night and day from what it was before.
And I wanted to ask why. Could anyone in the hockey community tell us why? Why is it so different?
Yeah, I just think that it's the players tune out the coach and they just don't listen. And yes, I do think that it is.
You just described them like they're third graders. They tuned out the substitute teacher and they don't listen no more. Are you serious? And you think hardworking people are supposed to accept that?
Mike, you see it. It's not just hockey. You see it across the board where all of a sudden the interim coach comes in and the players just start playing better because.
But this? 7 in a row? Essentially 10% of your schedule? Rico,
winning's contagious, man. And once you start winning, you start seeing, like, you know what? We're not that bad. We're not what we, you know what? We can do this thing. And yeah, I think Yzerman waited so long because you had the second he fired Lalonde, it was going to start the clock because you don't get to hire 3 coaches.
Well, he can hire 7.
Okay.
Man, you notice he ain't going nowhere.
General managers and athletic directors don't get to hire 3 coaches.
Yeah, you do when everybody had your pajamas as a kid. You know how this town works. Bro, you know this.
No.
You have grown-ass men who wear onesies of this guy. He'll get to hire 17 coaches. Don't worry.
I don't think so. I think this is it.
Over under 11 and a half.
11 and a half coach? Oh, 11 and a half. I'm going to take the under.
248-539-9797. Let's get the Hockey Elite involved. And again, I'm not asking people who don't pay attention to all of a sudden pay attention. This isn't us getting on a bully pulpit saying you need to be watching this team. Hey, if you like the Red Wings and you got an opinion, I'd love to hear it. Because what we're not going to do is put on sequin shirts and talk Lions by 50 for 4 straight hours.
No?
No, I'd just rather go play in traffic. They don't play till Saturday, Rico. What do you want from me?
Gotcha.
We just did an hour of football. Christ. David, hi. What do you got for me? Talk to me.
A lot of people are saying the Red Wings players did Yzerman's job for him, dogging it for the loan, so he would get fired.
But
7 wins in a row.
You have to blame the players then. You don't get to not give effort. You don't get to say we don't like the new teacher, therefore I'm not going to do the homework. That wouldn't have worked in my household. My parents would have launched me out of a cannon. These guys are millionaires. Do your effing job. You mean to tell me? I mean, I'm sorry. I must have missed where Lalonde had everybody in a labor camp It's hockey practice. The practices were 45 minutes.
No, but I don't think it's that they just tune them out. It's just you stop believing in your coach. So, therefore, the effort is not there. Is that it is with a new coach. And you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try a little harder. Mike, yes, it sounds bad, but it's human nature. When it's somebody that you like, you work a little harder than you do somebody that you really don't care for.
The jokes
you do
write
your
themselves.
Job.
I could make such a good joke, but it's Monday, and it's too early in the week to get in trouble.
That's just me, man.
No, it's off the air. I got something good for you. Oh, it was about another show. Oh. So listen, let's
yes, but when you you see it in sports all the time. It's a, you know what? The backup QB comes in, and all of a sudden the receivers work a little harder.
The O line starts blocking.
Right,
I can't stand it. It drives me insane.
But it's human nature, and I think that that's what you're seeing with this team. Is yeah, you know what? We liked him, but wow. We like this guy.
The sad part is they're still up against it because they waited so long. They waited, what was it, 36 games to pull the plug? Think about if they had just done this 5 games sooner, 7 games sooner. They waited so long.
Or just at the end of the season last year.
No, that's a dream state. I'm with you. But I'm trying to be fair. This guy could have been gone at any point.
Correct. It could have been a different path because right now we're coming from the very bottom of the East when we didn't have to. We could have been in that rotator of now we're the AFC, now we're the second wild card. Instead, we have to fight.
But see, gentlemen, and I think that's where Steve Yzerman walked over to the glass and said, I got to break this. All right, you're fired. Let's do it over the holiday.
The problem I have is when general managers, and I don't care if it's in this town, somewhere else, Yzerman or not, you have to be proactive, not reactive. I get so sick of everything in this town being reactive.
Because
nobody likes
to be wrong.
Well, too bad. You're paid too much money to have that type of ego.
Understand,
but
that's how you got your ego. It's the trust me, I know what I'm doing.
No, you got the ego because grown men walk around bricked up because you are the GM.
And you know what? And this could be, maybe I'm out in left field. I think also he was allowed a little extra time. Because the Lions got good and the focus was more on them than on the wings.
How effing pathetic. I mean, you know what that is? If that's the case, that is the Corey Ballantyne of sports opinions, a.k.a. the guy Dallas Goedert punched 3 times in the face on his way to the end zone yesterday. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, the Lions are running cover for us?
It took a little bit of pressure off of him.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay, honestly,
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation.
Right, it's like nobody was upset about the Pistons. Why? Because the Lions were winning. The Lions were winning, and it covered everything.
This is because most people don't even know the Pistons exist.
I get what you're saying.
I know.
But it did. Yes, they did run a little bit of cover for them.
Listen, 7-game win streak is something else now. I mean, I'm not asking them to keep that going, but if they can somehow, in totality, stay hot, whatever your definition of hot is, stay hot through January, give us 2 more weeks of just being hot as a firecracker, you're going to lose a game.
That's a winning record. Yeah.
But just keep it going because then you get a little bit of a reset where you're like, all right, we got a 12-game stretch, we went 10-2. We got a 15-game stretch, we went 12-3. All of a sudden now you're outpacing you vomiting all over yourself the first 3 months of the year. But I couldn't help it. You check the scores and you're like, wow, they did it again. Mm-hmm. Wow, 4 goals on 6 shots. Why did they wait so long? The hockey elite have assembled. Look at this. I'm proud of these people.
See?
This is exciting. Come on. It's also proof different works.
Take him to church.
Sit here talking about a game that's not till Saturday.
Jaden Daniels.
Right. And fall asleep. We'll get to it. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to business. If you want Lions talk, you can use Odyssey.com Rewind. Also, don't forget our YouTube channel, Lenny Show with Rico. It is separate from the station. If you'd be so kind, subscribe because Evan tells me I should say that. But it's all our videos, all our stuff. You don't feel like using the Odyssey app? That's fine. Just go watch a video. I don't know. Red Wings, people are here. The hockey elite is assembled. Let's get into it. You want football? Use the Rewind. We did an hour of it. Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm pumped up. People have responded to this. I mean, the Wings are on fire. I want to know why.
Well, first of all, Todd McClellan was coaching the Kings at the beginning of the year, and he got fired. And they wanted to hire him sooner, but they had to get the contract done with L.A., And I think that was the man that Yzerman wanted, and it's why it took so long. But the thing I like most watching all the games is all these young players, Bergeron, Johansson, they look like they want to play. When Lalonde was there, every play they were scared they were going to lose their job. This guy, they're confident, they're scoring, and I just think it's great. It's something
so,
I really
so
wanted
you put
to see.
This, how much do you put on Lalonde? How much do you put on the players?
Lalonde mainly. I think some of the vets like Kane, Larkin, some of those guys could play better. But if you have one bad manager and his system's not working right, you know, it's not good. I heard Patrick Kane say he likes playing under McClellan because he's aggressive. He wants to attack the net instead of trying to protect the net the whole time. So maybe it is the players trying to get him bad, but this new guy has Kane being offensive and using the players the right way. And I believe it is up to the coach to use the players the right way.
You think the Wings are going to get this done?
I really hope so. It's going to take a hot streak and a lot of luck, and they got to stay healthy, and they got to keep believing.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, Jay. It's not negativity. It's just it's going to take more than winning seven in a row. That's how far out of it they are. That's how difficult the East is. So, look, they're just earning the right to be relevant. But better than not, right? Christ. Go to Bob, 97.1. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Bob. What's up?
Yeah, so I called in a while back. You guys called me a Steve Bot, and I didn't get all butthurt about it. But my thoughts are, right now, what's going on is clearly system. If you watch the games, the guys are getting out of the zone, the way that they play in the zone, the breakouts. Everything Lalonde was saying in every press conference was, we're sticking to the system. Sticking to the system. We're not changing. We're going to get there. They clearly were not getting there. The system was broken. Now you watch, they're breaking out real easy. That creates all the offense that we're getting right now.
So let me ask you a question.
Lalonde was just too tight in their zone.
And you're not wrong about anything you're saying. You're completely right. So my question is, how the hell did Yzerman sit there and watch it for the better part of half a season when we should have fired the guy at the end of last year?
Well, why at the end of last year, though? They were hot. We missed by half a point.
Because they collapsed down the stretch. I mean, what was it, a 17-game stretch, and they basically didn't show up, Bob?
Well, that was, you're talking a little bit further away from the end of the season. At the end, they were running everybody. The last seven or eight games, they went on a cruise. Don't get me wrong. You're correct that they kind of bleeped the bed a little bit before that.
Big time.
That was still the system. You watch the system now, and they're clean breakouts. They're not even in their own zone for 20 seconds, and they come right out. You can just see that the players have more confidence, and that's what it is. You get guys like Patrick Kane, who's completely rejuvenated. You get Lucas Raymond passing the puck to Larkin for an empty net goal that gets him off the schneid. Now he's on fire.
Well, Bob, here's the problem I have. If what you're describing is true, and I tend to agree with you, then the players basically did what young employees are doing these days and quiet quit. I also don't take kindly to that either.
I don't disagree at all. I think that Lalonde's system broke them.
Yeah, I think it was not a quiet quit, guys. I think it was just they're now more motivated to go out there and do what they have to do.
What kind of word salad is that? It's a quiet quit.
No, quiet quit means you're walking out the door. This just means it means I'm going to do my job. Now they want to do their job and a little bit more. They're fired up. Right. You want me to come in on the weekend? Sure. Stay an hour later? Sure. Because you feel more invested.
And
now,
as Bob put it, with Lalonde, they didn't even show up to work.
There is late. Come on.
Traffic was bad. Look, bottom line, they're on it. Bob, you think they get it done?
I still don't think so. I think it's the building block for next season, but as long as they can keep going, you see how many teams are so close. I think it's like six teams within 4 points.
It's a logjam. And again, even if I dismiss Montreal with their hot start or Columbus in shocking fashion, well, then you fire away with, well, the Senators are probably pretty legit. The Rangers will turn it around. The Islanders are dead just because everyone got hurt. The Islanders' season is basically the Lions' defense. Everyone's dead.
You want to talk about quiet quit? That's the Rangers. I don't think they're coming back.
You think they're done?
I think they're done.
Okay.
You trade away your captain. You trade away a couple of other players. You're done.
That's it. Kenny has said the Rangers are done. Yes. Mark it down. Okay, that's it. Yet you won't put your team in the playoffs.
Nope.
That's correct.
We'll get to the Hockey Elite momentarily. David, a couple of ticket texts, just quickly, because I want to stay timely and get as many phone calls as we can. Go ahead.
The loan system was too robotic and mechanical. McClellan brought the fun of hockey back to the team. That is John D.
It's hockey. You've played it your whole effing lives, mm-hmm. right? That's Kenny's favorite quote from McClellan.
It's really not that hard to understand that Lalonde was an atrocious coach who couldn't push his team to be better.
Right, we understand that. So my question is, who do we blame? Look, you can blame Lalonde, but remember something. If the players aren't giving max effort, that's a problem. I can also blame the GM for waiting excruciating lengths of time to make the move.
Head coach and the players is what I put it on. Head coach was too soft. Players didn't have to take accountability. Now they do. And they're playing meaningful hockey because of it.
They got a long way to go, but at least we can bring them up. Now again, it's January 13th. I mean, Kenny, what would you say? You need at least another couple weeks. You're not going to continue winning endlessly, but like, stay hot for two more weeks before we can really have an interesting conversation. Another
stay
five.
Above 500 until the Four Nations Classic.
Oh, who whatever. Could forget? Yeah, that's by right. the way, Kenny's doing a special podcast breaking down the Four Nations Cup.
That's right. We're talking Team Sweden. Let's go.
We've all got bets. It won't get double-digit downloads.
Lucas Raymond on Team Sweden.
I'm sorry. I
mean, it'll get double-digit downloads.
Bro, you got to be a complete loser to care about that.
Yeah, believe it or not, the Hockey Elite are really
I
into
think
this.
Kenny can get to
like
11.
I said, Kenny,
all
Kenny
right,
can get to 11 downloads.
Kenny, I believe you can get to 11 downloads.
Rico's going to call his redheaded cousin and get him to download it.
Yeah, I'm going to download it from 10 different devices. That'll get me to 11.
That's your only shot, bro. You got to go to a cemetery and hope some iPhones are on. The Four Nations preview by Kenny. I mean, come on, dude.
We're talking Sweden. We're talking Finland. We're talking America.
It could be
Canada.
Big internationally. You never know.
Right. Canada is not happy about the way they've arranged their team, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Stop.
Okay.
Before you just hemorrhage audience, we Let's get to the
Finland.
Great. We get back to the people momentarily. 97. Jesus. Spent the first hour on Lions. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Everything worked out. But again, team didn't play. So, look, everyone can do whatever they want to do with their allotted time. I'm just not going to sit here for 4 hours talking about pretend land. Lions don't play till Saturday. They're 10-point favorites. Yes, it worked out. We gave you an hour. We'll get back to it later. Right now, I think the Red Wings are fascinating. And people have responded. And it's simple. They've won 7 in a row. It's not a new coach bump. It's a new coach eruption. It's a revolution. But it begs the question of, like, are we as fans allowed to be annoyed, angry, play the blame game? I mean, okay, if a new coach made this difference, why the hell did Eisenman wait so long? But the hidden factor in this, and again, I try to do a decent job. We're like, Rico, I feel like I'm pro player when it comes to making money and doing their thing. And like, I hate the owners, right? But I don't think you get to be Peter from Office Space. And when Kenny comes on and basically is like, yeah, they quiet quit. That's not acceptable either, because now they've turned into demons and they're playing incredible.
All right. But look at it like this.
Okay. He's pointing at me. Now I know I'm in trouble.
No,
David.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Think of it like this. Maybe, just maybe, they quiet quit but didn't realize they had quiet quit. Maybe it was just the morale was just lowered and you were doing everything you were supposed to do, but you just didn't have that same enthusiasm. You didn't have that same tenacity that you're seeing now. You didn't even realize that your level of play had fallen off. You were losing. But it was like, okay, we're just losing together.
So in essence, it's like James Franklin not knowing he's a functioning idiot, but yes. He's a functioning idiot.
Yes.
Therefore, I can't be mad at James Franklin for being a functioning idiot.
So the new coach comes in, or the athletic director comes in and says, hey, James, I need you to do this and do this and do this, and you'll be better.
And then all of a sudden he does this, this, and this. It's like, well, I'll be damned. I am better. We start winning.
I'm not sure if this makes me more angry or less.
I'm going to lean to my professor.
No. Be curious. Please continue. No, Kenny, if you have something, add it.
No, I just I think in hockey more than any other sport, a new voice in the room makes a lot more of a difference than I think it does in
most. I think you don't realize that you're just underachieving.
Did you just hear the level of elitism Kenny casually dropped in your stocking?
No.
If you want to have hockey elite conversations, be ready to talk hockey elite conversations.
Hockey more than any other sport. Dude,
that's Professor Cox.
And how many other sports? We talked about this last week, 2 weeks ago. How many other sports see the level of firing of head coaches that you see in hockey?
Nobody. Well, the NBA fires coaches, but I'm just convinced no one cares about anything. Coaches
they
or players.
But do they try?
The NBA is just chaos. But no, Kenny, maybe you're right. I don't know. But it's night and day, and it's fascinating. And people are responding, so we'll get to them.
I'm not trying to make you sad. But
no, just the way you were finger pointing, I'm like, oh boy, I'm in trouble. Well, you got the stylus too.
See, Kenny taught me. He was like, next time you make a point about hockey, you want to be elite, use the stylus.
Right, act like a boob. We'll go to Steve, 97.1. Stevie, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I got to make up for my call last week. I was really feeling that new coach bomb.
So. Yeah, I know, Stevie. I know you. I remember you had some creative linguistics. Oh, and then yes,
one more thing.
Hey, listen, I got a 3x5 and a dinner reservation. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to thank you guys for making fun of me. I deserve that. But Mike, first off, we got to get in jersey talk. If the Pistons win tonight, I'm heading up to Rally House for my Cade Cunningham jersey. Can't believe I'm watching Pistons basketball in January.
But they're giving you a reason. They're trying, and they play hard.
Right?
And it's just that's all we ask for in this town. Can you at least try, please?
Right. And speaking of trying, one more thing. Hey, to the people at the game yesterday who started the Dylan Larkin chant during the golf chant, I appreciate you guys. But
Wait a minute. They did another one of these Jared Goff things at the Wings game yesterday.
Yes, this is what happens.
I was at the game.
I've been to the last two games, and I'm going to the Tuesday game. Yes, there was a Goff
chant,
and then there was a subtle breakout of the Larkin chant. So
it's got to stop. Jared Goff doesn't play for the. If Jared Goff is there with his wife, chant his name, pay your respect. He don't play for the Wings.
It's fair to point out, though, every Wings game I've been to this year, there's been a Jared Goff.
Why?
Chant. Reasons. Oh. People are excited.
Mike, when you do that discussion, call me up. I'll do my TED talk on it. But one more thing. So anyways, I think blaming the players is kind of pointless. You know, while yes, it's your responsibility to carry your weight at the end of the day, leadership dictates morale, and morale affects performance. We've all been a part of really crummy organizations. So I really am going to blame most of this on the line. I think it's pretty obvious. And I can sit here and give you analysis and whatever insider info that I have, but it's obvious in the asinine systems that he was running, not prioritizing the team. You got great shooters, great playmakers, and Larkin and DeBrincat and Raymond and Kane, one of the best pure playmakers of all time, at least in American sense. And the system we were running was just not effective. But even more so than that, guys, look at last year. Remember that press conference when Lalonde said, oh, we don't have any superstars on the team. I call Boulder Dash on that. Raymond is flourishing into a superstar before our eyes, but Sider disagreed with him. And from everything that I heard from my people on the internet, whatever, it sounded like he was too soft. He wanted to be everyone's friend.
Well, and that was one of the criticisms. I mean, the practices, they didn't even go as long as Pee Wee practices. They were like 40 minutes.
Yeah, unbelievable. And so one other thing here, guys. Sorry, man, I'm repeating myself.
Oh,
for that.
Dear God.
McClellan has, he's prioritized. I'm on point today, though. I'm on track. He's prioritized the players playing to their skill set, and the zone exit and entries have looked night and day, night and day. The power play also, obviously, night and day. So obviously it was Lalonde's fault, but kudos to the guy. He's a great guy, but it was his fault. Now, on to your other question.
Hold on. Steve, I can't. We're not doing this 2 weeks in a row. I love you. But it's one more thing. It's got to be one more thing. If you say I got several things to talk about, well, okay. It can't be. And one more thing. Pythagorean theorem. Your thoughts. One more thing.
Another thing.
I want to talk about the border. And another thing. No. Now, Steve, we gave you three one more things. We're putting our foot down on this.
But you know what, Steve? Call back next
week. That's fine. But one more thing. It's got to be one more thing.
I actually like it.
This is funny.
Yeah, good. Good. We'll get more of the Hockey Elite coming up next. And one more thing.
It's like caller Nick. Doot, doot, doot.
Nah, you ain't going to hear from him no more.
Oh,
there's no way. After that Notre Dame loss?
Nah, caller
Nick. No, he should be happy. Both his running backs are coming back.
Bro, he faked his own death. He's in Mexico with Andy Dufresne. Caller Nick, Penn State Nick.
He's got
looking
both.
Looking for the rock right
Singleton
now.
Singleton and Catron Allen both coming back. They're going to run it back next year.
I could just picture him in some desolate land, just doot, 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 doot.
Yeah, he's walking by himself in the desert, saying doot, 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 doot.
So he's the homeless vagabond just talking to himself on the streets.
Yeah.
Do you know about the doot, 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 doot?
Yeah, bro. We ain't going to hear from him no more. All right, boys, a little breaking news. In the middle of some really good Red Wings discussion, I know Rico's going to love this. Hey.
Your holiday's good?
Don't worry that the whole city's burnt to the ground. The 2025 Grammys are going to press on with a message of hope. Breaking news.
Please no. Oh. Please no.
What a collection of tone-deaf idiots.
Just move it to Vegas or just not have it.
No, because they need to walk out on stage with ribbons.
And you know what should happen? Here's what should fall down from the ceiling. Skulls.
They need to come out with their ribbons and tell everybody to donate. Just move it to
July or something. It's not going to hurt.
How about move it to never? No one cares. If you watch these award shows, you're a moron. All right.
Well, I love the Grammys.
Back to the Red Wing talk. No, you
don't. I do. I watch it every year.
But I'm saying at this point, it's literally and figuratively Nero as Rome burns. Like, seriously, L.A. is burning. And you're celebrating.
Kenny,
you should not be doing this.
Up next, Rico with more references no one understands.
What are you talking
about? You know what's funny is he could be making half of this stuff up. We'd be like, oh, yeah, I believe it.
Wouldn't know.
Sounds about right to me.
It's like when you start doing overseas hockey talk. Oh, Johnny.
Jamie, you got it right.
Hey, okay. Johnny Gabagool is going to be the number one pick in the draft. I'm like, sure he is. Whatever. Where's he go to school? South Dakota. All right. What was the kid's name who went to the Sharks? Calabrini?
Macklin Celebrini?
Whatever. I'm probably related to him.
They didn't break that down in Troy? Nero?
Yeah, Bobby Gabagool?
No, Nero.
Oh, no. I have no idea. David, a couple ticket texts. I'm going to get to the Hockey Elite, please.
Wait, hold on.
More
breaking news.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Hey, caller Nick, that's okay, because the band will officially be back together. Drew Aller is returning to school for his senior year.
Yes.
He will not declare for the draft.
From the Nobody Wanted You update desk.
Yeah, no.
Jesus. Let's go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
It could be better. I'm a Penn alumni myself, and, you know, he snatched my soul on Thursday night. So,
I'm sorry, dude. I'm back. So sorry.
We had the Red Wings, though.
Okay. Not sure it's equal, but all right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to call about the Wings. I mean, I've been watching it not all season, and I think the biggest difference I've seen is the zone entries. I even saw DeBrincat and even some of the defense. Usually Larkin takes it in, or they usually do a dump and chase with Lalonde. But in this system, everyone is, you know, responsible for the zone entry, which is huge.
So how much blame do you place on Lalonde, players, Yzerman for waiting this long to make the move? Like, who's the culprit in your mind?
I mean, we even saw last year, Yzerman was not happy with Lalonde. I remember listening to the show when you guys talking about that.
Yes.
I think there's some loyalty involved, though, because Yzerman was the GM in Tampa. Lalonde was the assistant under the head coach over there in Tampa. Forget his name. So I feel like it was kind of like some nepotism in a way. Like, maybe there was some loyalty for him to come here and just try and wait things out. But his system didn't click with the players, and it showed. I mean, it's night and day now, obviously.
No, it is. And, I mean, look, do you think they're going to get this? Do you think they're going to get it done? Or do you still need a lot more time to feel like you want to levy an opinion?
Here's how I think. I think the car flags are out. I think all systems go. I think if Boston's, they have a lot of games in hand, they're on a downfall, the Rangers are on a downfall, the competition's good, but it's not, like, insurmountable. I think they can get it done. And if they even acquire a piece, I've been hearing rumors of Elias Pettersson. That's a pipe dream. But I think one that's more realistic is Dylan Cousins. He's a center on Buffalo, that clown car. You know, it's there. It's there for the taking. So they're putting themselves in a good position.
Hold on. Sean, you've caused Kenny to be irrationally bricked up. Go ahead, Kenny.
I think it moved. Both of those names that you brought up, I mean, obviously Pettersson's is a pipe dream, like you said, but Cousins is, I mean, he's a, 30-goal scorer multiple times. I think he'd be.
What are you talking about? He got benched in Atlanta.
Doesn't matter.
I'm kidding. Kirk Cousins, you idiot.
Oh.
I don't know who this player is. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it's okay. He's the better of the Cousins people.
It went over. Because Kenny is.
He said Pettersson, and I got very excited. I got irrationally excited. I didn't think. Precisely.
Do you think that? Okay, I know this is ridiculous. When is the deadline?
Question. Let me look that up. March 6th, David Singh?
Yeah, so we're nowhere close. Okay, we don't need to have the conversation about buyers.
But I want to get excited.
After the four countries.
Yeah. The Four Nations Cup. How's Slovenia looking? Don't care.
It's four nations. They're not one of them.
March 7th.
What about Belarus?
Not in it.
Okay.
Four nations.
Mexico? Right.
Hold on. Let's see if we can guess. It's U.S., Canada.
Yep.
Sweden?
Yes.
Finland?
Yeah, there you go. You got all four.
All right. Nobody cares about three of the countries.
Two wings are on it. Let's go.
Awesome. I'll be sure to watch. Jesus.
Wait.
Who cares?
Who are they again?
What?
Who are the four nations?
United States, Canada. You said Sweden. I said Finland.
Yep.
Okay.
Why?
No, I was going to say.
Who got snubbed from the Four Nations Cup?
2-4-8.
No Russia.
No Russia.
Eh, they may struggle with an invite.
I would say so.
No Mexico?
Maybe a little bit of tension.
Bro,
you
right.
can name me a Mexican hockey player. I'd be
Bro, I got nothing. I name you a few Italian ones if you like. That's all I got for you. All right.
Stincosa.
Right. Hey, listen. It's going to be an exciting day when he's the full-time goalie in 2050. David, a couple of ticket texts, please. I know we got to touch table a little football. We will continue with the Hockey Elite as well.
Mike Rico, I just searched a Steve Yzerman onesie. It popped up for a baby. So sadly, there's nothing in my size.
Well, that's what most grown people act like. Why not buy it? I mean, think about it. Look at Lions fan of late. Like, I talked to Cookies about this on the podcast. Well, you know, some people think you don't give the Lions enough credit. I'm like, I picked them to win the Super Bowl.
Not enough.
Well, you don't love me. Detroit versus everybody, right? I thought this was some bricked up city.
17-0, win the Super Bowl, no game ever close. And Goff is your MVP, Dan Campbell's coach of the year.
Right, but that's the minimum requirement. That's how babies act.
Correct.
Also, we got to stop at the Jared Goff chants in non-Jared Goff events. Do the Jared Goff at the Lions games? Absolutely. Wait. If Jared Goff is put up on the Jumbotron and he's at a game, Jared Goff, you want to do a Jared Goff at a restaurant? Go ahead. But the Red Wings are bombing the Kraken. There ain't no Jared Goff.
So you mean if you're at the grocery store and he's not there?
No Jared Goff in the produce.
You're at the Breslin Center and he's not there.
No, certainly not. I don't get it.
I understand, like, if it's a highlight because they beat the Commanders and he threw a bomb with 2 seconds to go, and you show that highlight.
Jared Goff.
Yes.
Kenny, what's your opinion? You're like the lord of hockey etiquette.
I don't mind the Jared Goff chant the way that a lot of people do, but I'm not the one that's doing it.
Either. What was the percentage of people who liked it versus were sick of it on Friday with the full line?
Oh, probably about 90% liked it because they said it embodies Detroit. It's not about the person. It's about Detroit and how they've been beaten down. Huh? And it was like 10% who said enough.
It's become a rallying cry for all of Detroit and what it represents.
I'm sorry, but Jared Goff isn't Rosa Parks. I mean, what do you mean? Embodies the city. Oh, I'm sorry. Who's more important in the history of Detroit? Claudette Colvin, Jared Goff, 248. I mean, what planet?
Coleman Young or Jared Goff?
I just, listen, people do whatever the hell they want to do, but like, I can't believe there was a Jared Goff chant during a game yesterday.
It embodies Detroit. That's what they. It's not about the person. That's what I was. It's not about the person. It's about Detroit versus everybody, and it encompasses Detroit when you chant.
Now at Jared the Lions Goff. Games, love it. I think it's great.
Airports. I'm surprised you get it at the airport. You if it. It you know
oh,
what it is.
Man.
It's the equivalent of
Because people are like, well, it's like, you know, when you say, you see Michigan fans, you go blue, or you see State fans go green.
No, see,
it's like,
I don't do any of that. Or I don't talk to strangers.
Or it's like Alabama fans would Roll Tide, but it's like, no, that's just a greeting. Roll Tide, Roll Tide, we're done.
High Tide.
Right. But you don't sit there and start singing the alma mater. You're the fight song. What? You don't do that.
I don't understand the random, like, total stranger greeting.
Because you're all of a sudden you're in Nashville and you see a bunch of Lions fans wearing their gear. You're wearing your gear and you just start to chant, Jared Goff.
No. Okay. Let's get Hockey Elite. We're coming to you. We're going to get to you. Kenny's got a full preview of the Four Nations Cup. That'll be a special podcast. If six of you download it, Kenny gets lunch.
He's going to break down Samoa.
Team Tonga. A Four Nations Cup. Yeah, hockey's so sad you couldn't find more than four nations to play.
You guys want to be in this? We good.
Honestly.
You can get 12 teams in the college football playoffs.
Right. Four. You could have found at least 16 for pickleball. Four Nations Cup. We'll get to the football next. 97.